Welcome to Implementing Hybrid Scenarios with Office 365 and SharePoint Server 2013. This is Module 3.1, Social. The content provided in these modules is intended for organizations who are currently using SharePoint Server 2013 on-premises, have evaluated the benefits and capabilities of SharePoint Online, are interested in a hybrid SharePoint solution, and would like to learn more about the considerations necessary when planning a hybrid deployment. This module provides an overview of SharePoint Server 2013 and SharePoint Online social capabilities to include Yammer. This section in Module 3.1 provides an overview of the hybrid SharePoint environment. Modules 2.1 through 2.4 provided an overview of the core elements necessary to implementing a hybrid SharePoint environment to include the identity infrastructure, identity management, authentication topologies, and server-to-server trust. This section in Module 3.1 provides an overview of the social capabilities delivered in SharePoint Server 2013. In SharePoint Server 2010, My Sites provided a central place for users to store personal and shared documents, in addition to promoting their user information and expertise, tagging content, and communicating with others by using the noteboard. Through PeopleSearch, users were able to connect with one another and benefit from the expertise of others in their organization. In SharePoint 2013, My Sites continue to provide the benefits from the previous release. However, the user interface has been completely redesigned and modernized to give users an inviting and intuitive experience. A key change to the user interface includes simplified and unified navigation experiences for both your own and other users' My Sites. Additionally, My Sites contain the new microblog and newsfeed features. These features allow users to engage in short public conversations and keep up to date on activities from content and people from which they are interested. In SharePoint Server 2010 and SharePoint Foundation 2010, you could also add a discussion list to sites to facilitate discussions amongst members of the site. SharePoint 2013 and SharePoint Foundation 2013 continue to provide this discussion list, but also expand on the discussion concept by introducing two new site templates, named the Community Site and Community Portal. Community sites offer a forum experience to categorize and cultivate discussions within a broad group of people across organizations in a company. Community sites promote open communication and information exchange by fostering discussions among users who share their expertise and use expertise of others who have knowledge in a specific area of interest. With community sites, you organize discussions into categories. Visitors can view the discussions and become members if they want to contribute to those discussions. Moderators manage the communities by setting rules, reviewing and addressing inappropriate posts, marking interesting content as featured discussions, and more. Moderators can also assign gifted badges to specific members to visually indicate that that member is recognized as a specific kind of contributor in the community site, such as an expert or a moderator. Each community site contains information about member and content reputation, which members earn when they actively post in discussions and when their content is liked, replied to, or marked as a best answer. Additionally, when you have multiple community sites that you want to display to your users in your enterprise, you can deploy the Community Portal. The Community Portal is a search-driven page that surfaces SharePoint site collections and sites in the SharePoint farm that use the Community Site template. Users can visit the Community Portal to discover popular communities and to search for communities that they may want to join. The Community Portal relies on enterprise search for additional trimming and displays only community sites for which a user has least read permissions. In SharePoint 2013, the newsfeed page in the My Site continues to provide an aggregated view of activities from content and people the user is following. However, the feed is improved with new microblogging functionality that enables users to do the following: participate in conversations by posting comments and replies, posting pictures and links, using hashtags to define keywords that users can follow or search for, use mentions to tag users and replies and posts, indicate agreement with comments and replies by clicking like, and lastly, following people, documents, sites, and tags to customize their feed. Also in SharePoint 2013, a new in-memory cache, known as the distributed cache, maintains the news feed. The distributed cache is installed and configured as part of the SharePoint 2013 prerequisites. Community sites, again, offer a forum experience to captivate and cultivate discussions with a broad group of people across organizations in a company by promoting open communication and information exchange and fostering discussions among users who share their expertise and also use expertise of others who have knowledge in a specific area of interest. You can deploy community sites or use community features in the following ways. You can deploy a standalone community and then create the community site at either a site collection or site level. For example, you might want to create a community in a divisional portal if you want to facilitate discussions amongst members of the division and use community categories to keep them organized. Or you can activate community features on any site, which provides the core community pages, moderation, membership, and reputation functionality within the existing site without having to create a separate community site. This option's useful when you already have a site, such as a team site, and you also want to include community functionality, such as earning reputations without having to direct users to a separate site. The Community Portal Template is an enterprise site template. It's a web page that provides search-driven results to display any sites that use the Community Site Template within the SharePoint farm. It also provides a search web part to search for communities or other content and popular communities web part to display communities. The sort order in popular communities is determined by the number of posts, number of replies, and number of members. Posts are weighted higher than replies and members. Replies and members are weighted the same. This means that a community with a smaller number of very active users is considered more popular than a larger, less active community. This section in Module 3.1 provides an overview of the social capabilities and recommendations in a hybrid SharePoint environment. SharePoint Server 2013 implements features that make enterprise social computing and collaboration easier. Social networking tools such as MySites and social content technologies such as microblogs are examples of social computing features. These features enable users to easily capture and share the knowledge and expertise that is needed to do their work. This sharing of information encourages collaboration, improves innovation, and targets relevant content to the people who have to see it. You can adapt content to each user while enabling administrators to set policies to protect privacy. While SharePoint Server 2013 provides social capabilities within the product, these capabilities cannot span on-premises and online, resulting in islands of information. In a hybrid SharePoint scenario, Yammer can be implemented to connect information across on-premises and online. Although SharePoint 2013 provides the basic enterprise social features, Yammer provides a richer enterprise social experience. Yammer is a best-in-class enterprise social network that brings together employees, content, conversations, and business data in a single location. It empowers employees to become more productive by enabling them to collaborate in real time across departments, geographies, and business applications. You can add Yammer functionality to your SharePoint sites by adding Yammer to the navigation bar or by using the Yammer app to embed a Yammer feed in a site. Yammer comes in two varieties, Yammer Basic and Yammer Enterprise. Yammer Basic is free and available to all users. It provides a way for employees to collaborate with other members of their organization, while Yammer Enterprise is a premium version that extends an organization's basic Yammer network. It's offered both as a standalone product and with various SharePoint Online and Office 365 plans. Yammer Enterprise provides additional tools and resources to help organizations set up the best possible enterprise social network. Adding a Yammer feed to a SharePoint site lets people post, reply, and like Yammer conversations from right inside of a team or project website. There's no need to navigate away from the context. Everything's available in one location. To get started, you'll get the app from the Office Store. This step requires someone with Office 365 Global Admin credentials. The next step is making the app available for use. After getting the app, site collection administrators need to add the app to the site contents so that when somebody wants to insert a Yammer feed on a SharePoint site, it's easy for them to find the app. And lastly, in step 3, you'll add a Yammer feed to the SharePoint page. After the app is added to the site collection, site contents, people can easily add the app to their SharePoint team and project websites. To take advantage of the features provided by Yammer, it's a good idea to replace the default SharePoint 2013 Enterprise Social features with the equivalent Yammer features. You can remove the SharePoint Server social web parts from My Sites and Team Sites, and then you can hide the user interface controls that provide social functionality. You can use a toggle switch to replace the newsfeed link with a Yammer link on the top navigation bar for SharePoint with SharePoint Server 2013 Service Pack 1. In order to provide a more seamless experience to users in a hybrid social deployment that includes SharePoint and Yammer, some SharePoint social capabilities should be removed, such as viewing or posting to conversations and news feeds on My Sites and Team Sites, viewing activities in the news feed, viewing activities on profile pages, viewing the I'm following web part on My Sites, mentioning users from their profile page, following people, following tags, and lastly, viewing trending tags on the user's newsfeed page. None of the procedures necessary to remove the SharePoint 2013 Enterprise Social features will remove them permanently. The features are kept to let future upgrades of SharePoint 2013 finish successfully. The previous slide discussed the social features that should be removed when integrating SharePoint and Yammer. However, some SharePoint social capabilities should remain unchanged, such as following documents. Users can follow documents to bookmark the ones they're interested in. Users can follow documents from the hover panel in OneDrive for Business, the hover panel in the library list view, the ribbon in a document library, and more. Users can see their follow documents by choosing OneDrive and then choosing follow documents. Following sites. Users can follow sites to bookmark the ones they're interested in. Users can follow sites by choosing sites on the top navigation bar. Updating information on the edit details page. Posting on a note board. Liking or rating documents in a document library and video from the asset library, using community sites, and lastly, changing activity settings on the newsfeed settings page. The Yammer app for SharePoint lets you embed Yammer feeds into an on-premises SharePoint 2013 site to make them more social and engaging. But before you do that, you must perform the following steps. Remove the newsfeed web parts from My Sites and Team Sites, hide the user interface controls that provide the social features, install the Yammer app for SharePoint, and add the Yammer feeds to your sites. In such a scenario, an administrator makes changes to cascading style sheets to hide the user interface controls that provide the SharePoint 2013 social features. Equivalent Yammer features will replace the SharePoint 2013 social features that are removed. After you complete this process, the following changes are applied to the SharePoint 2013 social features. Viewing or posting to conversations and news feeds on My Sites and Team Sites, viewing activities in the news feed, viewing activities on profile pages, viewing the I'm following web parts on My Sites, mentioning users from their profile page, following people, following tags, and lastly, viewing trending tags on the user's news feed page. The Yammer app for SharePoint also allows you to embed Yammer feeds into an on-premises SharePoint 2013 site to make them more social and engaging. But before you can do that, again, you have to remove both the newsfeed web parts from My Sites and Team Sites and hide the user interface controls that provide social features you'll replace with Yammer. You'll then add the Yammer app to the app catalog and install and set up the Yammer feed on sites. Module 3.1 Social provided an overview of SharePoint 2013, SharePoint Online, and Yammer social capabilities. Module 3.2 Next provides an overview of business intelligence.